So good morning, one. Good morning, all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever else I need to throw out there to say, it's a wonderful time, as it always is, to be part of NECAN and to be thinking forward. And most of you know that this is the time of year, actually even prior to this, where I rewind, regroup, rethink, rehash where things are going in the Rogers life as far as the five pillars and start thinking ahead. And last weekend at the Leadership Summit 2023, which that was the name of it. It was not the Leadership Summit 2022, even though it took place this year. That's what they appropriately called it. And I thought that's exactly why I've never really been one to be into New Year's resolution. I've always been more, and I know that word revolution could have a bad connotation. However, when we make a decision, we write things down, whether they be goals or simply areas where we want to tweak in our lives when it comes to the five pillars. When we make a commitment, that actually can change right then and there. As we all have learned from humans being more, it's 99% intention. And well, it's actually 100% intention. It's that mindset. And then out of that comes the mechanics for things to change. So I'm going to share, I've got two really quick. And I know that for some people they think, yeah, right, whatever, Vance, when are you quick with anything? But there's two things that were shared. One by Luis Kasuga, our amazing heart-driven president, global president. And he put a quote up at the very, very beginning. And it literally, right from the get-go, this was the beginning of Saturday, I should say, increase my team, increase my wealth. And immediately, something resonated in my spirit that when we make a mental shift to say, how can we increase our teams and people, not just customers or consultants, but how can we increase the experience that they have? Because when we're able to coach, not help, but train or facilitate, then well, not just in the financial realm, but in all five pillars, so that increases as well. And on the heels of that, that would be my snapshot that I thought that's the big one. But on the heels of that, what we get to see unveiled today in 2 hours during the Seiko Kai success meeting experience. As Dave Rolfe said, this plan will take us to the moon and back when we implement it. Dave Rolfe and several other leaders in North America have been helping NECAN or been facilitating some enhancements, modifications, changes, whatever we want to call them, but things that are going to be introduced today. And the second snapshot that I would want to share, and this is where we get to say, oh my, and I've already had the opportunity yesterday when someone reached out to me who was a former consultant years ago and simply said via email, yeah, I definitely want to re-register. I want to get back going with NECAN. It's called the NECAN Powerhouse. And do I know all the details about that? No, I do not. And I'm not even going to begin to attempt. But this bonus enhancement, whatever we want to call it, it basically, I think the nutshell version is when we introduce people to certain products, like for example, the waterfall, there will be, as a new consultant, okay, this is really geared and driven towards building our team. And again, increase my team, increase my wealth. And increasing people to a or introducing them to the consultantship and investing, for example, like a waterfall, a cash bonus for certain things to get them. The consultantship fee is going to go from whatever it is now, I think it's $19.50, up to $25. And also you're going to see an increase in price across the board, which is long overdue. But when I saw that and the way it was explained, and again, still some fine tuning, but this is what's coming in just less than 2 weeks from today. Those were the two snapshots that I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to revolutionize or change my mindset right out of the gate. And here I've been doing this for 30 years. And that the irony of being in Southern California right now and processing this and thinking about what we can do to expand our team. So I'm going to stop there and I want to open the line. I mean, I invited 16 people specifically that I wrote an email to and said, hey, I saw that you were a part of it. Please share. And some shared last week, and I would invite you right on back again. I know Elaine, goodness, from Utah, Brewster, name just slipped me for a sec there, and then Shirley Bedreau from Canada. They had shared about how much day one had impacted them. So *6 on your phone line. Ladies, gentlemen, anything from the Leadership Summit that was just life-altering for you? I believe it's *6. Karen, Rita?
This is Karen. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Karen. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, it didn't light my light bulb. My light bulb was already lit. It's been lit for a long time. Okay. But, you know, in my profession, what I do is I look at things from a holistic view. So I was looking at Friday, where we started, through Saturday to the end. And there was a flow. And when because I do some writing, and when I write, it has to have a flow before I publish it. Okay. And there was a flow to the entire summit. And I looked at it also from a personal development facilitator point of view. And Jeff did, in working with the mindset, was to put us all in the frame of mind of opening our minds for the changes that are coming. And I, you know what, the word change to me, okay, I've encountered this with numbers of my clients, with people in general. The word change can be a four-letter word. So I use the word adjustment or tweak, okay? That's all we're doing, is we're making a course correction. And at the end, Luis actually referred to an airplane. And Vance, you were just on the airplane. The pilot doesn't follow a roadmap, okay? It's not like when we're driving. If I were to drive from here to see Ron and Renee, okay, I would have to take a roadmap, right? But the pilot doesn't do it. He has a destination, and he makes course corrections in the air based on the instruments. Our graphs, our numbers, those are our instruments. And this is what Luis was referring to. And we are in the process of that now. And so when I look at the whole summit, beginning to end, what I got out of it was, Luis is orchestrating, just like he would be the orchestra at a symphony. And we are the musicians. And he is moving us in the direction of playing together, all at the same time, all on the same note. And it, to me, it was just masterful. And it just reaffirmed, if I'll have any doubt, but it reaffirmed to me that Luis is amazing, and we are definitely in good hands.
Well, Karen, when you talk about the concept of chart course corrections, three words that all start with the letter C, we get to do that. All of us have different reasons why we've joined NECN, the tenure that we've been in it. And I'm looking back at my notes and I'm biting my tongue. There's so many things that I wrote down here, but you're right. It's when you look at this flow of everything, and by the way, I just want to remind folks that these events, Karen, you are so wonderful with helping me stay on track and adjusting my course, not changing, but just saying, hey, this is coming up, and let's plug into it. A lot of attention, and I really enjoyed, and Karen, you were part of this, a lot of attention was put forth right at the beginning of Saturday morning of reminding us what's available to plug into. And one of those is that the next summit, mark your calendars now, December 8th and 9th, it will be a hybrid. And what we mean by that is in person and or online. We don't have a location yet, but it's coming. Karen, beautiful reminder that it is. And Luis, if you guys, if we didn't know yet, the new product, the precision that we have, this has been in the making for three years is what was shared. And this is an idea, a concept that Luis came up with, and that was shared on Friday. The passion to, hey, how do we combine grounding and magnets together to improve our experience? And that was one of them. So Karen was bold enough to share. I know there's lots more. Again, just like on a Zoom, you gotta raise your hand, and on a conference call, it's star six.
Good morning, it's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie, thank you.
It's okay, I am driving. I hope it's not too noisy, but Karen, I love the pilot thing, but on opening day, Luis opened the meeting with a quote that was an unknown, you know, don't know where it came from, but it says, great things always begin from the inside. And in looking at the whole event also, I mean, that can be inside of each person, inside of each organization, inside of each team, you know, that kind of thing. And so it just made known to me about all the, that there's a lot going on, and we are more stable and better this year than we were last year. So, and it's coming, you know, and they're layering things out, sometimes a lot at a time, but as we adapt to that too, that whole adaption, he said something else too about there's two ways to view change. You can change yourself or something like that, let me see. You can cause the change or you can adapt yourself. And so all of that is just beautiful, and I love the adaption. I like to adapt to things or adjust to things too. So I am adjusting some things, and I missed some of both days because I was at the market working. But Karen so graciously filled me in, and just hearing other people's comments on different calls. I know that I am where I need to be, and that great things are coming, and have already happened. And so, you know, our products are amazing. The company just is mind-blowing. It's so beautiful. I don't know of other companies that are like that. And we talked about the co-creation too, and I just really feel that we as consultants are part of what's going on in the company, because we're not the company, we're the consultants. So I'm just reassured once again, I'm excited, and if I can adjust, keep adjusting, you know, as Karen, as I adjust, if I can, but as I adjust and correct my course. The other thing he said about the pilot was, you know, 90% of the time the pilot is adjusting, adapting to what's going on around him, but you have to take off first. So he does it while he's in the air. He doesn't do it like while he's sitting on the runway. So that was pretty cool too.
Well, and Jeannie, that you think about the simple concept that a plane is designed to be in the air. That's when it's most effective. That's when we get the biggest bang for our buck. Same thing with a cruise liner. A big ship is not designed to set in the port or in the harbor. Any type of vessel, an automobile, a bicycle, when they're in motion, that's when we get the ultimate pleasure and the ultimate satisfaction and the ultimate production out of them. I have written in my notes, and this is something that Alan Fujioka used to share years ago, and he's since passed away. But I remember back in, I want to say it was 2015, being in Orlando with Alan and Kathy, and he always used to talk about the concept of a sandbox. You know, Nikan has given us this sandbox to play in, and it's our responsibility and our opportunity to invite others to that. And some of these tweaks, some of these adjustments that we get to do to our mindset that are going to be unveiled today and being introduced officially come January 1st, 2nd, are going to help us do that. And something leapt in my spirit when I saw these. And Luis, I believe, said that same words that were shared last night at the university graduation that our family got to be a part of. Our middle daughter, Emily, received her master's degree. If I can, well, somebody else is gearing up to be bold to share, so thank you, Jeannie. This is the way the commencement speaker shared it. It was, her topic was God's dreams versus Hollywood dreams. She's a Hollywood producer. There's nothing wrong with any dream, but when it's not based on God's plan for our lives, it's simply a man's dream. We've got to think so much bigger. But here's the key point she shared. Asking the why about others allows me to understand the who behind each person. Asking the why about others allows me to understand the who behind each person. And I truly believe that Nikan has given us already, but in adjusting what we have to invite others to come play in our sandbox, whether they're simply looking at a once and done product customer, or as somebody who wants to expand in all five pillars as far as joining as a consultant. We get to allow them to see that. But finding out first, what is the why about that person in conversations and getting to know them? Then we can understand the who behind them.
I love that.
So Karen and Jeannie shared, I want this call to be super short and sweet and brief today, but at the same time, I don't want to cut anybody off because there were so many things. Again, we heard from Shirley last weekend and Elaine. Can I be bold to call you ladies out and say, what did you get from Saturday, day two? Because I think I saw your names and your pictures on the screen there.
to
Karen.
Go ahead, Karen.
No, that's okay. I was just going to fill the time if nobody else was going to talk, but Addie Jane, go ahead.
Well, basically what I want to say that is Louise's entry awareness sure comparing us to a huge family coming together, and we're all kind of different. Some folks like one branch is clearer to another, but they pull together, and that perhaps you find one more amenable at that particular time, moment, or life circumstances, but they're all one family. And I really enjoyed that factor, since I kind of go around all over the place saying hi to people and learning from them. As I have done with you, Vance. Thank you.
But it's so true, Hattie Jane. And when you look at, especially 110 people coming together for an event online via Zoom, nothing is the same as being in person. And Addie, our youngest daughter, and I yesterday morning were eating breakfast in the hotel lobby here in Anaheim, California. Literally, we can see the building if I go up on the top story and see the building where Nikan's offices are. But yesterday, Addie said this, and she asked some of the most amazing questions as a 12-year-old. But she asked this question: "What, Daddy? What's the deal? How come there are so many people from Asia here in Southern California?" And it wasn't even 30 seconds after she asked that, but these two gals wanted to take a selfie in front of the Christmas tree in the lobby, and I simply said, "Would you like me to take it?" And not a lot of English. We found out they're from Taiwan, and within less than 2 minutes, they wanted Addie in their picture. And then they said, you come to Taiwan. Come visit us. Come stay with us. And I thought, this is how that Nikan family is as well. Exactly what you're talking about, Hattie Jane. Mm-hmm. That when we get connected, I've always felt when we're isolated, it leads to bad things. But when we make the decision to get connected, and even Frank shared that feedback is a two-way street. And anytime we suggest things, and it's not necessarily even have to be a complaint or a concern or something that went wrong, but being able to give that feedback, it's a two-way street. And Nikan is extremely, and when I'm saying Nikan, we're talking about the people, the heart behind what's going on. And you're right, Hattie Jane. That family, we all come from different aspects. Even in the five Rogers, one living in Washington, D.C., one living in Southern California, coming together, sitting around a table yesterday, enjoying whether it was Asian fusion last night for dinner or coffee and Korean baked goods and or In-N-Out burger, whatever it was. We come together as a family. We do the same in Nikan. And we get to, I like the way it was described, a mini convention, the Master Day events. And again, if you're not familiar as consultants where the calendars are, bottom main page when you log into the back office, just click on it. Tools is the other section, upper right hand corner, right by your name.
Also,
that's where I found it. Yeah, go ahead, Hattie Jane.
I'm sorry. Also, my voice is going away. Also on Nikan Share, you go open up and you go to the horizontal lines upper left, tap on events. And you go to the calendar and tap on the date, and it'll bring up the information and lead you into what you need to do to get in.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, I think about when you look up, if you ever navigate and you use Google Maps, as Karen was highlighting. Mm-hmm. Google Maps, when it comes to directions via car or bicycle or walking, they always give us several options to get. Same thing with Nikan, to get the information we're looking for. it's there's so many different ways to get to it. But the key is you got to stay plugged in. It's like a toaster. There's a microwave oven setting out in the parking lot of our hotel here. And, and I jokingly said to her family, hey, does Emily need a microwave for a new apartment? Because there's one right there. It could work. But you never know if it's going to work until it's plugged in.
Right.
And how we stay plugged in is events like this Leadership Summit. Karen,
hey, Van.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I like that voice. Go ahead, Shirley.
No, this is Mary.
Oh, Mary. So sorry.
We're going to do a who's the voice for you, Vance. We're all going to gang up. Anyway, I apologize for getting on late. We've had the Audubon Society down here doing a bird count. And so trying to keep the dog quiet. Anyway, she's finally calmed down enough for me to get online. Anyway, I believe your initial question was the impact from last, you know, what was revealed to us. And I think for the first time in a long time, I got so excited because I think, as was mentioned earlier, the path forward is so clear and simplified that it will be easy to explain and easy to follow. And anybody in any rank can follow those incentives and absolutely have a wonderful year. And that got me so excited. We had a small holiday party yesterday with Barb Satterwhite's team, and it was just exciting. You could feel it, that everybody was talking about the possibilities. All of a sudden, it's a really bright future.
Well, and I know, Mary, you're highlighting the, again, I'm looking at my notes, just simply the word adjustments. I'm looking for a stronger word than adjustments, modifications, tweaks. Simplifications, I think you used that, just in the existing positions that we have.
The ranks,
and,
right.
Yeah, taking away some hurdles. I share these with my dad, who's not actively building an econ business right now, but my folks are Royal Diamond. And he kind of had this smirk on his face, but then when I got to the point of being able to explain to him, he goes, no, that makes more sense. I'm curious, Mary, did you have any involvement with the development of some of these modifications?
No.
No. Okay.
So on the Leadership Summit, the only part that I played was pulling together a quick rhythm of the business. And thanks to five other wonderful consultants, Karen being one of them, we pulled it off.
Yeah. Again, I'm looking at what I scribbled down, and I have your names written next to each thing that was shared. And that was, again, what Karen and Jeannie, and we keep saying, there was this flow, not only of the two-day event, but as we round out this year and get forward to launch into a new one, it's huge. Mary, I want to throw one other question, and I'm flipping my page over. When it comes to a powerhouse bonus, and I know some of us are going, okay, I don't know what that is. Well, get on Seiko Kai today, and then you'll learn some more about it.
I know.
I'm a visual and an audio and, you know, sound person. I tell Addie that all the time. You know, two ears, two eyes. When we can see it and how it breaks down. But for you and for Team Virginia, and I know you can't really speak on behalf of them, but that one thing alone, give us an example of where you see that expanding your business.
Well, I like how easily the comp plan and the incentive plan sync together. And it's like two gears that are moving forward. You'll use one to gain the other, and the other to gain the one. So, and all of them put money in your pocket. So it's like, okay, this is really great. We talked a lot about using, getting people involved now, getting them awake, doing what Eric Worre calls the whisper campaign now, getting people in your groups excited and getting people that may have strayed away and want to come back and build, getting those people in excited, because using that powerhouse incentive and using the 18K incentive, using the mentor incentive, whatever incentive on that stepping stone, using that to build your team right now, this is great. Let's all get focused so that January 1, when, as Mike says, we're all grandfathered in as new people, we all get to start and build powerhouses. And I think that's an amazing way to look at 2023.
Well, and one of the things that Addie, again, Addie was our 12-year-old, in and out of the room while I'm watching this, and she saw the video that Allie introduced us to that came out of the company McKinsey & Company, which is a global organization. And you can find this. I meant to include it with my email, but the date 2030. And the perspective of a 12-year-old, she looked and she said, that is so far away. And I said, no, 7 years. 7 years. But the statistics that were shared, I think the video on YouTube is titled The Future of Wellness and What Should Companies Do? Our whole entire culture is being modified and changed. Our shopping habits, our desires, our needs. We're seeing it, and Mary, you bring this up, that when we position ourselves, when we start this whisper campaign, to refer to Eric Worre's concept, we can change the future, and we can modify and get in front of, get ahead of. McKenna Rogers, our oldest, described as a term called the struggle bus. And the struggle bus is the people, whether regardless of our ages, that we get up and we get into a struggle mode of getting on the wrong bus, which is making poor decisions. That's not the Nikan family. And we saw a little girl dressed up as Elsa from the Disney movie Frozen. It is a Disney movie. And she might have been maybe three. She was really struggling to get going yesterday morning. And I'm sure she was headed to the, you know, Disneyland or California Adventure. But she was being led like on a leash. It was a balloon that her parents were dragging her along. You know, maybe a little bit too much sugar in her breakfast choices. But it's, some adults are no different. Starting the day with, you know, donuts and, you know, iced coffee. I saw several people doing that. And I thought, why would you do that? Yeah, those aren't necessarily the people that we're looking for. The people we're looking for. Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
We're looking for the people that are hungry. We're looking for the people that want to do something, that are really keen on building something that's substantial, that has a very solid base. And that's where we come in with a company that's been around almost 50 years and has products that nobody else has, that we've got the research, we've got all of that behind us, and we're working with people that are tired of taking all of this medication and not getting anywhere. And so they're looking for something, they're needing something, and we have an amazing solution, but we need the people to that are hungry enough to go out and be entrepreneurs and and understand that, yes, it is work. It's network. And make the connections and find the people. And all of us at the in the Virginia, our little Virginia group, said, we need to find those people. They're out there. And have them help us get the word out so that we can make this place a better place. So people see that there are other choices than run into the store for Advil or run into, the, you know, et cetera, or self-medicating. There's so many other choices that they really just need to be educated.
You know, and that's so crucial. And I enjoy visiting sunny Southern California. I do not enjoy driving in sunny Southern California. I'm specifically talking about the Los Angeles Metroplex. They have a lot of different terms for it down here. The pace is incredibly different and it's not normal. but Mary, it's an excellent reminder. As you said, we don't have to try to fix the people that are broken and that kind of want to stay broken. I know that's not a good way to talk about folks, because their mentality is broken too. But the folks that are looking, that have a passion like all of us do, looking to make a better way, and yes, we know statistically most people get introduced to Neekin because of the products. It's our, not our job necessarily, but it's our opportunity to be able to expose them to a little bit more. And that starts by showing people just the website, show them our, what we have to offer with what Neekin gives to us.
Right.
You know, and whether that's sitting down with them in person. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm reminded of that Jack Canfield quote, that some will, some won't, so what? Somebody's waiting. You know, there's people out there that are looking for us, and we just have to show them where our hands are. This is me. I'm over here. Come on over. We just need, it's the numbers, talking to more people, finding the people. I'm excited about the incentive plan because I do not know anybody who could not use another X amount of dollars. And listening to what Mike said on Monday, it's not going to be a piddling little amount. It's going to be a, oh my gosh, amount. So, you know, I'm waiting to see what that cash asterisk is, because that'll even excite more people that this is what you need to do to put a little cash in your pocket. And guess what? For the people you're talking to, they can do the same thing. This is how easy it is. And everybody needs to drink better quality water. No brainer.
And when we, yeah, it is a no brainer. Exactly. And I have to go back to something my mom said to me when I was in high school. I'll never forget that conversation. I had not considered dropping out of high school, but I found it boring. And here I was in my last semester. I had two classes to take to get to graduation. And I spent the afternoons working in my dad's shop, in his sheet metal shop. And I said, Mom, I'm just eager to get out there in the workplace and, you know, do something. And it wasn't about really making the money, but she quickly said to me, exchanging time for hours is one thing, but duplicating those hours into other people, they were already, this was way pre-Neekin, they were already, had been working with a nutritional company called Shackley. And that's part of, Mary, that what we're talking about. And of course, you're an educator. I don't believe we ever retire from anything. I think we just refire and we shift. And that's what, Mary, I see you've done, both you and Barry, that we get to shift, adjust into the arena, into the sandbox, into the playground of Neekin, and invite other people into it.
Right.
So I can't strongly. Is there a stronger way to encourage people, Mary, to get become part of Seiko Kai today so they can see these things firsthand? How would you say get on this Zoom?
Basically, if you don't want to miss out on the opportunity that Nikan's putting in front of you, this is amazing, one time only. I've not heard of this kind of thing before, and I've been in 21 years. I've not heard of this kind of opportunity in this company before. I would, you know, you're gonna be missing out if you're not on.
Well, I think my dear friend Larry Hafner said to me this way this week. He said, Vance, for Pat and I, a lot of our friends are going away. They're actually dying. And he said so many of them could benefit from Nikan, not only extending their lives, but enhancing the quality of their lives. And again, that focuses in on the products. But when we can show other people how to take it to the next step, being networkers, we all do it as human beings. I have not even complete strangers that I meet. Two ladies from Taiwan who were within 2 minutes saying, come visit us in our country. I mean, that's the human spirit.
Right.
And I've never thought about visiting Taiwan. I've been close before, you know, but I thought, not until yesterday, and here I got invited.
It's a beautiful island.
Yes.
It's a beautiful
thank you.
Island. Yes.
Yeah. We were discussing it as a family, and I asked our oldest, I said, you know, if Washington, D.C. or Puerto Rico becomes a state, I've been to both those places. If it's 51 and 52 states get added to the 50, do I have to travel to them again for them to count? And McKenna said, no, Daddy, you've already been, so you don't have to go to them again once they are states. You know, but these are the things that my brain thinks about. But I immediately, when I experience something, I'm a constant recruiter of sorts. I want to allow other people to be a part of it.
Right.
Even more so, and at the top of that list, it's with me, Kim. So, yeah. Folks, an hour and 15 minutes. Go ahead.
The other thing is, a lot of us are just getting by. We're able to pay our bills. We're doing okay, and we're getting by. We've got enough here, but we don't have that extra that we'd like to have to give to back to society, or to give to a charity, or to give to a mission, or to do that. And for many people, that would be one of the reasons that I would talk to them about seeing what this incentive can do. Because if just for bringing in a powerhouse, you get a cash reward, what are you going to do with that? What would you like to do with that cash reward? And cash is something that in our society still means something, unlike some of the other things, as we've talked about before. But what could you do with that extra bonus that you get? Is it going to allow you to give to somebody you've always wanted to? You might not know, Barry runs a charity, Chain of Checks. He's raised over $1.2 million over the course of the last 20 years. And there is no overhead. It's all given to various organizations in town through grants. But he still gets phone calls from people, you know, asking for money, asking for cash at this time of year. So there's always a need. So with that extra bonus, what are you going to do with it? What would you do if it were $500 or $1,000? What would you do if you could earn that bonus and help other people out? Instead of thinking about what could I buy with it, how would you contribute to society? What would you give back?
It's a huge challenge there, Mary. And my brain started, you know, going different directions, because Stacy and I, the entire Rogers family, have done that for years. That's who we are. And that's what having a healthy society is all about, making the shift away from the American excess, bigger homes, bigger cars, bigger whatever, to investing it into other people. We don't have to give away the farm, but we can utilize what Nikan gives us. And I for one am kind of chomping at the bit going, because I started this mental list yesterday, actually last weekend, of, oh, okay, get those people's names on paper. As Jeannie Zeden reminded me, get a date in the diary, write it down, write things down, follow up, whether it's on post-its, whether it's on a tablet, whether it's in your phone, follow up, and invite people to be a part. So again, if you haven't registered for Seiko Kai, it commences in a little over an hour from now. It's right there on the calendar at the bottom of the page. Once you're registered, you automatically get the link. You click on it. 2-hour event. You're going to see these. And again, I trust someone like Dave Rolfe when he said, this plan will take us to the moon when we implement it. He knows. So let's get on that same page. So again, I'm gonna bid us farewell. I've got a few things I need to do, and I'm in a hotel, so that's a little different than being at home. I wish you the very, very best. Merry Christmas. Look forward to regrouping the first Saturday into the new year. Have an amazing, amazing, whoever you're celebrating with, amazing Christmas and New Year. I know we're going to have a house full of, well, they're not teenagers anymore, they're early 20s, that Stacey and I get to host, which always makes for fun opportunity with young adults, introducing them to Nikan in our home. And again, if all this was a foreign concept to you, please do your due diligence. Take a few minutes. Read what's on the website already. But as it's been said, the best is yet to come. What is coming for 2023? Well, we get to find out today in a few minutes. So thank you to Mary, to Hattie Jane, to Jeannie, and to Karen, of course. Always loving having all the ladies here. And have a great rest of the weekend, and I look forward to seeing you or hearing you on Seiko Kai. So thanks again, everybody. Ciao.